beware, contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on DI Positive.
Hashtag get tested.
Apparently, you know, there's the you have the dictatorial things with the Ed and the in the Mark. They did, and then you have the supreme homo romo bomo scomo dude. You know, they can emperor.
Well, he's got like a
something.
Cape. And,
I know he's got like apparently like superpowers and stuff. But and then you got Ricky Burton, who's the most worthless mayor that I've ever seen in my.
Are they just stealing from any meme they can possibly? So they've got the mayor, which they stole from Foursquare,
right.
And they've got
or McDonald's. You know, there was Mayor McCheese.
They're crowning Romo and everything, and that's kind of like the Burger King guy. He kind of looked like the Burger King guy actually when they were doing it. I mean, is anything original on their show?
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Summertime. If you want to try to experience Christmas in a place that feels like a fucking sauna, then you should, you know, go to New York or somewhere in the Northeast where it feels like summer. Time. I feel like this joke worked better in my head. Check them out at summertime.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a warm discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the summertime free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Daniel.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
I don't know what was going on with that opening there. I kind of had this thing in my head. I should have written it down or something because it was much funnier when I constructed it earlier.
Like
Trust
you
me.
Do every time. Because
right.
Normally there's a script.
Correct.
And
correct.
There are cue cards.
Right. And, it's the holidays, so we're letting them have some time off. The cats.
A teleprompter. Yeah.
The cats are the cue card holder. They hold little cue cards with their little paws. It's great. How are you doing, Adam?
You know, I always thought it was funny that your cue card holder upper guys, you make them strip naked, get hard, and hold the cue cards in the little space between their dick and their, what's that area called right there? The pelvis area. You would make them hold the cue cards there. Just for your enjoyment. I always found that interesting. Anyway.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I was sitting here fascinated by where you were going to go with it. I was like, what?
No, there was nowhere. I wasn't going anywhere. What? I'm doing fabulous.
Great. I'm glad to hear
as
that.
Fabulous as one can be.
What do you mean as fabulous as one can be? You know what, Adam? It is
on
Christmas
a rainy,
time.
You know, Sunday evening when I have to go back to work tomorrow and all of that good stuff. And, you know.
It's Christmas time and it's... You know, it's a time of year. So you're probably like me. You only have one more week of work. One more full week of work.
Well, yes, but we only get one day off. We get Christmas Day. That's it.
Right. Well, we do too, but we get sent home. I'm sure they'll send us home early on Thursday. So it's kind of be, and no one's going to do anything on Thursday. So it's like you got those 2 weeks where you work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They're going to send me home early on Thursday. I have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. And then I only work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday again. And then they'll send me home early and, you know, whatever.
You know, speaking of, there's a card down at the bottom, but since we're talking about it, it's kind of, I want to tell you, it's kind of depressing for me because used to, when I was growing up, my grandparents, we always went to my grandparents' house and all of the family got together, all of my favorite cousins. We would do magic shows. We would do.
So you're saying you generally liked your family.
Yes.
And you had great holidays together.
Yes. We had fantastic holidays.
I'm just making that point to absolutely no one in particular, TJ.
And then as the years went on.
Yes.
My grandma got older and older and older. My grandfather died. My grandma eventually moved out of her house and into my parents' house. And they still want to get together in South Arkansas, but less and less of them show up. They kind of come in at different times. So we don't have that go spend the night at grandma's sort of thing anymore.
Aww.
And we started spending the night when my parents and I both moved away, they still wanted to go down to South Arkansas. And so they would stay at my brother's house. I don't like my brother. And I love my brother. I mean, okay, I love my brother. He is my brother.
I'm going to edit out that first part where you hang it because you've completely undermined the point that I was trying to make to TJ. But go ahead.
But I don't like my brother. Like, we don't have anything in common. And
I love you, but I don't know if I like you.
And his house is depressing. It's out in the middle, and it's like old and nasty. And
I hope it has better bandwidth than your house.
Oh, am I having problems again?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It was a perfect. It was the perfect timing.
And it's old and nasty, and well, I mean, not I don't want to say nasty, but it has. Okay, think of asbestos floor tiles.
I'm thinking right. of asbestos floor tiles. Yes.
And no internet. And
I wouldn't be there. I would leave.
So and my brother, and you know, he'll have old John Wayne movies on the big flat screen TV.
Oh my God, are they black and white? Oh, I hate those movies.
I don't even know, but some are color, some are.
Sorry,
I'll finish that in a second.
That was actually supposed to interrupt my phone, my thing, but you just you took too long there. Yeah, hello.
This is terrible, guys. This is Kathy Bacon.
Hi, Kathy.
This
Bacon.
Is the death call line. Mm-hmm. I'm calling because someone died.
Oh,
Doug Tompkins. He's the creator of North Face. He died kayaking in Patagonia, and he was 72 years old. And he is the founder of North Face. And who knew that North Face and Esprit clothing was the same or whatever? So I remember my Esprit, one piece of Esprit clothing that I had. And I had a pair of black jeans, too, that were Esprits when I was E-Spirit. Just kidding.
E-Spirit.
When I was 17 years old, and which was, 100 years ago. But, okay, dead. So, Woodhaven.
What? She can make a death phone call sound like a voicemail because it's just rambly.
We could have cut it out. We could have awarded her or denied her earlier in the call, and then we could have just... But I didn't know what the hell Esprit was. I was just like, what the hell is Esprit? What is she talking about?
So this is a designer guy who designed
the North Face.
Hiking
gear? Hiking gear. They make tents. I remember as a Boy Scout, my tent was a North Face. Up here, there's a lot of North Face jackets, because they make nice winter clothes, winter jackets. Congratulations, Kathy Bacon, your interview.
You know what? Anybody is a celebrity now. People start calling us and be like,
all right, never mind. Screw you, Kathy Bacon. You don't get the...
Gary down the street passed away. He had a bad liver.
Oh, dear God. Fine. Anyway.
No, I'm going to give it to her.
I hit the wrong button. No.
I'm going to give it to her. It's too late. It's in the... But I'm just going to complain about it for a second. So, I hate...
Your brother's house, I know.
Going to my brother's house for Christmas. Mm-hmm. My nephews are jerks, and it's just me and my brother and my mom and my stepdad and sometimes my two nephews who are jerks.
When you say that your nephews are jerks, how old are your nephews?
One of them is a drug addict who got thrown in jail a few months back for stealing... God.
I didn't ask what their backstory was. I just said, how old are they?
One of them's 21 and already has two children by two different women and is addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
And the other one is 23.
Yeah.
Didn't finish college. And I don't know what he's doing.
So they're adults. That was really all I was asking.
7-Eleven somewhere or something.
I was really just asking, are they adults? So they're adults.
Anyway,
because sometimes kids are just jerks, right? I mean, then I was just wondering if you were talking about kids.
Look. They're my family, and I love all of them.
But you don't like
them.
But
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in how they have turned out.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be hard to be my mom, because she has the two grandkids who just turned out not very well.
Yeah.
My brother, who's been divorced once, his current wife is a meth addict and has left home twice. And
so what does this say about you you think that being the gay son was going to be the thing that would disappoint her?
I'm telling you what, we're all just a big old disappointment. I feel bad. Anyway, I don't like going there for Christmas. I don't like it. I don't want to stay there. I really would like to get a hotel room, but I think that'd be rude.
Why would it be rude?
So because I just think I just don't want to stay at your house. So I'm getting a room. I don't know. I don't know.
Just say that. You say, you know what? I appreciate you putting us up in the house and everything, but you know what? We're gonna get a hotel. We have a really good deal with some hotel points that we needed to use, and that way it just kind of gives you guys some more space. And
Well, that's the other thing. It's just me. Mark has his Christmas thing with his friends up here that he doesn't want to miss. So I'm going down there by myself.
Oh, well, then same thing. Same thing. Just change the word we to I.
Anyway. So I'm not looking forward to it. I used to love Christmas. Now,
yeah, you don't. Wait, you let this affect your liking of Christmas?
Well, I like everything up to Christmas, but hey, I don't like.
I mean, you know, this isn't Christmas, right? This isn't Christmas. This is just going to your brother's house.
Well,
you can't besmirch an entire season just because of one.
No, I like the holiday. I don't like that specific day.
You're just a man of contradictions tonight, aren't you?
And I told
hate
my mom,
Christmas. I hate Christmas, but not the holiday. And I love my brother, but I hate
him.
I hate him and I love him. And I hate Christmas and I love Christmas.
And the other thing is, why can't they come up here to us once in a while? My parents have a nice house.
Did you invite them?
With internet.
Did you invite them?
He doesn't want to get out of that two-bit town we grew up in. Yeah,
this isn't even on the Trello, is it?
Yeah, it is. Holiday plans.
Oh, holiday
That's
plans.
That's my holiday plans.
Those are your holiday plans, is going to your brother's house that you hate.
Yes. Ooh. That's it. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, we should have. Maybe we should have gone on hiatus. This is horrible. This is
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruise of the Celebrity Death Zone. Actor Harry Morgan, dead at 96. And who's that, you might say? Well,
he's
that was
MASH.
Colonel Potter from
yeah,
MASH.
Colonel Potter.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so finally someone I know. Yeah, there you go, Harry Morgan.
No.
Oh, is it a hoax?
He died 4 years ago.
Ah, it's a hoax. Oh, there you go. And then just hold on. I hate it when we do this, because when we erroneously give someone, it gums up the works, and then we have to like pull out the cleaning thing. So I don't know where the cleaning... Oh, I don't have the cleaning thing anymore.
But he called back and redeemed himself a little bit, so you could play that. I think I put it in the trailer.
Yeah, you did. There's another one from him. So do I play it again?
Yeah, you can play that one.
Right, here we go. I'm playing the next one.
God damn you stupid fucking Facebook people, so far behind the times. Just forget that last call. Harry Morgan died 4 years ago. Okay, bye.
There you go. Harry Potter died.
Harry Morgan. So also
right, no,
Matt...
Harry Potter died a long time before that. Hold on, I found the can of the clean earth stuff that I have to use to clean the death phone. We have that erroneous kind of a thing there. You gotta use this this spray. There you go. Let's clean out the old.
So anyone, everyone, be thinking about me. Have me in your prayers on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
And Harry Morgan. Have him in your prayers too.
This is the other thing, and this is the last I'm going to say this, and then you can go on to your thing.
Oh, okay, fine.
My aunt. So the big thing with all the relatives.
I hate my aunt, but I love her.
No, I love
her.
My aunt, but let me tell you.
But you hate her.
No, I don't. I love her. There's nothing about her I hate. But the meal, the Christmas meal with all of the aunts and uncles and cousins that I enjoy so much.
Uh huh.
They're doing on Tuesday, 5 hours away from me. I can't take that many days off of work and go down there and be down
there
for the whole
week.
Problem
solved. Problem solved. You don't have to go.
No, but I have to go for Christmas Day because I have to be with my mom.
Why don't you introduce your family to Skype or Google Hangouts? Because then you can just, you know, here you go. Here's a $300 laptop that I sent, like a Chromebook. Send them all a Chromebook for Christmas. And then you can make appearances at all the places. Just make a little, hi, how are you doing? You do a little video chat with the people around the table. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, okay. And then you leave.
I'm just saying, growing up, it was such a Christmas card Christmas. And
wow.
Now
it's screwed.
It's just ruined.
It's just ruined. Completely.
Anyway, go
100%.
Go ahead with your story.
100% ruined. Kind of like the delivery of my TV, which, you know, Adam, was completely and utterly ruined.
Did you ever get it?
By the most fucked up, god-awful delivery company on the face of the planet, XPO Logistics, in case you ever wanted to have a package completely just, screwed up. Use XPO Logistics. Make sure you find them in, I don't know, I don't even know where to find them.
And use the special listener code,
don't use the special.
Plus.
Use the special listener code, fuck you. No, here's the thing is... it was supposed to be delivered on Saturday. It wasn't delivered on Sunday. By the time the show came on last week, I hadn't heard from anyone. On Monday, still didn't hear from anyone. And on Tuesday, I get an excited email from Amazon saying, the status of your package has changed. You can check by going to My Orders on Amazon and see, you know, check the, you know, the delivery status has been changed. You can check it on My Orders. So I go to Amazon and I check on My Orders, and they had changed the delivery status to delivered on Saturday. It's like, Wait, but no, it wasn't delivered on Saturday. This was the whole thing. It's like, how can it be out for delivery and yet the status is delivered 3 days ago? So I sent in a letter, you know, an email off to Amazon. I'm like, look, this is getting ridiculous. You've changed the status to delivered. That doesn't help anything. I just want to know where the damn package is or when they're planning on delivering or whatever. Still don't hear from anybody. And then Wednesday evening, as I'm leaving to come home from work, I get a phone call and it's I answer it and they hang up on me. So I know right away it's got to be XPO Logistics because they're only motherfuckers.
Now they're pranking you?
That would call and hang up on me.
Then they call back and they say, do you have Prince Edward or whatever it is?
Exactly.
In a can? Is your refrigerator running?
Right. Well, you better stop it before it gets away. And yeah, so I got home from work. I was just mad that they hung up on me. I'm just like, what the fuck? What is going on with these people? So then I'm thinking, because Amazon had sent out an email going, you know, oh, here's what will happen when it delivers. The driver will call you when he's 30 minutes away. So I'm leaving to go home for work. And so I'm thinking, oh, they're trying to call me to tell me that they're going to be there in 30 minutes, right? This is great because I'm leaving Thursday morning to go to New York. So it's like, this is great if they're doing it right now. But I rushed home. Like I was just zooming around cars on the interstate trying to get home on time. And hold that thought for just one moment.
Okay.
Yes. Hello. Can I help you?
Hey, guys. This is Mags for the Celebrity Death Phone Hollywood one. Dead at 69. No, nothing about her. Just saw it going down the news feed. So figured I'd throw that in there. Bye.
Who is that?
Hollywood Lawn is a Puerto Rican transgender who was one of the transgendered Warhol women.
Oh, I did read this. Okay. Yeah, here's the thing. When he said it, it sounded like he said Hollywood Lawn. So I'm just like, what? Somebody's grass died? It's just like...
I actually did a Google search for Hollywood. And I'm like, I did a search for Hollywood deaths.
Yeah.
But that didn't really...
Yeah, it didn't really help you.
Help me. And yeah.
So I get home, rush home. And as soon as I get home, my Google Voice thing says, oh, you have a voicemail. So this is the voicemail.
Good evening. This is XPO calling regarding a scheduled Amazon delivery to 70.
Bleep.
Your delivery is currently scheduled for December 10th between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. If you have any questions related to your shipment, the number to contact XPO customer support is 844-285-5279. Again, your delivery is scheduled for...
All right, so they're basically calling me on a Wednesday.
Wasn't this supposed to be like a one-day delivery or something? I don't remember.
Yes. It was supposed to be delivered Saturday at, between 6 and 8. Because you had to sign for it, I had to basically pick the date. They asked me, what day would you like? We can deliver it on these following days, right? So anyway. So now they won't call me. They won't write me back or whatever, but they're just going to shoot me with a stupid fucking automated recording that's like, hey.
They're so ashamed.
We're going to be there tomorrow, a day that you didn't pick, a day that we have no idea whether you're going to be there or not. Between 6 and 9 a.m. So it sounds
like the cable company.
Right. So here's the thing. I had to leave to go into New York City because my nephew and his girlfriend were down in New York City visiting. And that's why I took Thursday and Friday off of work. I was going in to the city for the weekend to hang with them. And so I figured, you know what? I need to leave the house at 10 a.m. to catch the 10:30 train.
Okay.
So if they deliver it before 10 o'clock, then fair game, right? Fair enough. That's good. That's fine. Whatever. And, otherwise, screw them. I'm done with this. So it becomes like 9:30 and I still haven't heard anything from them or, there's no status change on the website. 9:45, 9:50. So 9:50, I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to go and get my, get my car parked and catch the train and go. Halfway to the train station, they call.
this is Amazon delivery.
And I don't know why Joe Batanz's father was doing Amazon delivery, but he's like,
this is Amazon delivery.
I'm like, okay, where are you?
Oh, we're like 5 minutes from your place.
And I'm like, so I'm like going through my head. It's like, all right, it's like a 5 minute trip for me to get back to my apartment. It's like, if they're really only 5 minutes away, then that's, that's fine. So I turn around and go back, and get back to the apartment in about 6 minutes. And I text my nephew. I say, look, I'm going to run late because I was supposed to go to their place that they're renting. And I was like, look, just meet, just let's just plan on meeting at Grand Central. And that way, so you guys will start heading towards Grand Central. And that way we'll cut off an hour and I can take a later train. So just plan on meeting at Grand Central, blah, blah, blah. Boy, this isn't the most boring story in the world, isn't it? Here's the crux of it, Adam.
I want to know.
Here's the crux of it, Adam. At 11 fucking a.m., they finally show up at my door.
That's not 5 minutes.
No, that's nowhere near five. That's 55 minutes. Or it's like, so they show up at my door. Now, the Amazon enhanced delivery, they're supposed to take it out of the box, set it up, power it up, make sure that, you know, that it turns on, and then take away all of the trash, like take away the boxes and everything like that. This was the Prime enhanced delivery that I had paid for. Blah, blah, blah. These two guys, they show up, they basically take out all the shit, put it on the counter there. I plugged it in, and then they basically put the batteries in the remote and said, you need to sign here and sign here. And then they turn around and left. They didn't take the trash. And it's like, so I have this huge box of the TV came out. I'm like, wait, aren't you supposed to take the box and everything? No, in case you need to return it. Which it specifically says in the email that, you know, if you need to return it, they'll bring different boxes for it. And he's like, oh, I'm so just, you know, I was so pissed off at this company at this point in time. And I was running really late and I needed to go. So I basically, there you go. So I had a TV. I had my TV.
So have you called Amazon and complained? Have you sent an angry letter?
They sent me I think shortly after I got to New York, I got an email from Amazon going, here, we'll take a survey about your order. And I did. I took the survey and I was very like, you know, like fucking no way. You know, it's just like I choose the worst possible, you know.
Now,
answer.
Was that an Amazon survey or was it from the company?
It was an Amazon service survey about their delivery because I had already like they had already refunded me and stuff about this whole fucked up delivery thing. And so,
I'm glad you have your TV. So it works.
It does. Yeah, so, TV okay. works. I haven't figured out all the bells and whistles. You know, I still have things to do because I was in New York and I just got back like late last night. So I've only really had today to kind of play with the TV. But yeah, it's there. It works. It's great, I guess.
Well, that's good.
It's a TV. It looks... There's some weird settings on these new TVs, you know, like because they upsample things.
Death phone call. I just saw on the news that somebody called John Lennon has died. Okay, that's my entry. This is Scotty, your little Aussie butler.
Woodhaven.
I'm in Canberra. Goodbye.
Say Woodhaven. Okay.
John Lennon also died a long time ago.
I was going to say, John Lennon died a long, long time ago. Just imagine. Anyway, that was a horrible joke. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. I'm so sorry. You know what? I'd just like to apologize to everyone right now.
There. Yeah.
I realized that was the most boring TV delivery story in the history of the world, but...
I was riveted. I love mundane stories. That's why I listen to most of the podcasts I listen to. I really like the minutiae of people's lives.
It's just horrible. So, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Well, here's some more minutiae for everyone because we're slinging minutiae tonight.
What's his name? Ricky Martin? Wasn't he a minutiae?
I think he was a Menudo.
Oh, Menudo. No. Okay, good.
Was it Menudo?
Yeah, it was Menudo.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Friday evening.
Yes.
I'm get in my car. And I'm getting in the bumper-to-bumper traffic that is Northwest Arkansas traffic.
Because it's a busy place.
You know, you wouldn't think, but I swear to God, the main highway is like a parking lot between like 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And that's how I need to get home, is that highway. They're expanding it, so you have the fact that everyone's going south on that highway at the end of the day. And they're also doing construction all at the same time. So it's
bad. Are they doing construction while they're going south?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. So anyway, the construction crews are working on expanding it. It had nothing.
Welcome to Grammar Menudo.
So I'm on my way, and I'm about 15 minutes down the road. I'm probably another 15 minutes from my house.
Yes.
And I get a call from Mark Mittens.
Boyfi.
Yeah. So I answer the call, and I was thinking, he never calls me, so I was thinking, oh God. So I answer the phone and he says,
now, did you think, oh God, because you thought he was going to call to yell at you about something like, boy, there's like mice all over the floor when I got home
I don't know what I just thought it must be something.
Why
you
did
know.
You leave the Purina mice food all out on the counter? You're just attracting them.
So he calls me and he says, I don't remember exactly what he says, but he says, I hit a stop sign and I'm stuck and can you come and the somebody pulled up who I'm not sure if it was a police officer, but they had flashing blue and red lights, and he asked me if I was okay and then said I was okay, I just needed to everything was fine, I just needed to call a tow truck, and then he left. Okay. He said, I think I need to call a tow truck. I'm not sure if I should call and file a claim. I don't know what to do. Could you come and, pick me up or
fix it?
Whatever.
Yes.
And so I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm 10 minutes away from there. No big deal.
An hour later when you arrive.
No. So I get there in about 10, 15 minutes. And he had this accident a block from where he works. Wow. So I get out, I pull into this parking lot nearby, and I get out, his manager is there, like some woman from programming, like two other guys. As I'm walking down the hill to go, they're actually, the woman and the two guys are picking up the front of his car so he can reverse, because he is stuck on a...
Wait, you Skyped out there. He's stuck on a...
He's stuck on a curb, on a concrete...
It's like an old magic curb. He was stuck on a blank.
Yeah. So... Long and short of it was, I really don't know exactly how this happened, but he's driving along and it's already dark outside and he decides last minute that he needed to turn on this road.
Yeah.
But somehow he misjudged that he was already past the road.
Mm-hmm.
So he turns and instead of getting, turning on the road, he jumps up on the curb and hits the stop sign on the corner of that road.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that exactly.
When a car gets out of control, that's why it's called an accident, right? You can't really control those things.
Yeah, hi guys, I'm Steve Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Actress
what?
Marjorie Lord.
Oh, Marjorie Lord.
Starred in the sitcom Make Room for Daddy, dead at 97. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I don't even, it's like actress I think he's just making things up now.
Marjorie Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what she played in Make Room for Daddy. Was she
accordingly, she played Kathy Clancy Williams, opposite Danny Thomas's character on Make Room for Daddy.
Okay. Yeah, she actually did die on November 28th, so I'd say, yeah, let's go ahead. That may be the only thing she ever did.
Was
Make Room for Daddy. No.
That's not true. She was also in Make Room for Granddaddy. She had a full career. Make Room for Daddy, Make Room for Granddaddy. She was in a small...
Who's your daddy?
She was in a small bit with Bob Hope in 1966. In a really obscure film called Sherlock Holmes in Washington. Anyway, but that was back in 1943. Yeah, she's dead. Congratulations, RT. You're into the thing there. So when we last left Mittens, he had run into a stop sign.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that I find weird about this story is like, not so much that he wouldn't believe that someone with red and blue flashing lights is actually a cop.
Well, he didn't know. He was so shocked. He didn't, notice if he was wearing a uniform or anything. He just...
But certainly the guy would have asked for his license or something. It's like, did he say?
I don't know. I wasn't there. He says, Boyfie, I don't know if it was a police officer. He's like, who else might have flashing red and blue lights? And I said, well, sometimes like that mall security or parking lot
security. No, but they're not allowed. You're not allowed to have blue and red.
Well, I didn't know if he, he was in shock. I didn't know if he knew the actual colors. It might have just been flashing lights.
Yellow lights, flashing yellow lights. It was mall cop. The mall cops pulled him over. I'm going to need to see your license there, son.
And so we... And he has this fluid leaking out.
You're one of them Oriental drivers, aren't you? Yeah, by the way, can you believe Big Fatty said Oriental on his show?
Yeah, I can believe it. So we get off the curb before I even get down there. He ripped the undercarriage from underneath his bumper, the plastic bit. Have you ever seen it where it'll rip out, but there's one little rivet still hanging on? So you've got this plastic, just hanging out of the... So I had to knock that off, put it in the back, put it in the trunk, and then we weren't sure. There was some liquid leaking out, and they said, you guys can drive it up to the O'Reilly's, because it was still drivable, and just have them look at it and see if it's safe to drive home. So we went to the O'Reilly's. Funniest thing, I'm sure mechanics do this.
Yes.
But this guy, I went into O'Reilly's, which O'Reilly's is not really a shop. They sell automotive parts.
sounds like a fast food place.
So I go in there and I'm like, I know you're not a shop, but we figured one of you probably knows something about vehicles. and this is what happened. Can you come out and look at this fluid that's leaking out and just make sure that it's not something that's going to be, you know, horrible if we drive the 4 miles left to get home or whatever. So this guy comes out. He just wipes his hand, his whole hand, in this puddle of fluid that's leaking out and licks it. I'm like, oh my God.
Now, are you sure he licked it, or did he just smell it and you thought?
No, he licked it. His tongue came out of his mouth. He licks this fluid.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh yeah, that's antifreeze.
Which you probably shouldn't be drinking.
Apparently antifreeze has some,
it has,
you know,
a very sweet
flavor.
Taste. It does. It has a very, it is very dangerous for dogs, by the way, because it smells really good and it tastes delicious, apparently, because dogs will just eat it all up and then die because it's very toxic.
Yeah, so he says it's antifreeze.
Although he is a, you know, in fairness, he is a mechanic in Arkansas. He probably huffs antifreeze like all the time.
This is normal. They're licking antifreeze all day long.
If you lick my hand, you'll get high.
So anyway, we made it home.
Hey, you want to come over after work and lick my hand?
He filed a claim, got a tow truck,
over,
got a rental car.
Lick my hand, and then we can fuck. Because, you know, kissing wastes time. We can, we don't have to make out. We can just fuck. I'm assuming that's how people in Arkansas sound.
Some of them. not all of them, but yeah, some of them.
You know, the absolute opposite of going to a mechanic in Arkansas, Adam, would be, dear goodness, let's see who this is. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys, Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Actor Martin E. Brooks, dead at 90. Most famous for playing Dr. Rudy Wells on the $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman. Okay, bye.
Do you remember, did you ever watch The Bionic Man or the Bionic Woman and $6 Million Man?
I watched reruns.
Yeah. I didn't watch it when it was on.
And
yeah.
Then they tried to bring it back at one point and had like 6 episodes of something and it didn't do well.
Yeah, The Bionic Woman. They tried to bring it back with the girl from Battlestar Galactica, the girl that played Starbuck. Congratulations, RT Christian. Yeah, no, I remember the $6 Million Man. I remember Rudy was the guy. He was like there's Rudy and there was Oscar and there was Max, the bionic dog.
Yeah.
By the way, Max was a notary public. I don't know if you knew that or not. Anyway, Adam, so the exact opposite of going to a mechanic shop in Arkansas would be going to the big city, the Big Apple, the most wonderful place in the world, whatever you want to call it.
Most wonderful place.
It is. It is the city that vomits Christmas. It is New York City. I went, my middle nephew.
Is he the one that's been on the show?
No, that's my youngest nephew.
Okay.
So this is his brother, Scott. So Scott and his girlfriend, Kelly, they live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they were coming up to New York, and they invited me in to stay with them for the weekend, and we went and did a bunch of stuff. It was great.
Did you leave the door open?
I did not. No, the first thing they did is they didn't get a hotel. They used that Airbnb thing, you know. So they actually got a two-bedroom apartment in Queens that they were staying in there. So I had my own bedroom, and I guess the whole Airbnb thing is kind of cool, in a situation like that, because in this particular unit, now I'm not saying it's like this on all Airbnbs, but in this particular unit, you know, the family doesn't live there. They live in another unit near there. So this unit is only for rentals. It's only for Airbnb. And what I guess happens is that because it's a nice place and because the owners are very kind and whatever, is like they kind of have regular clientele and people leave things for each other. So there's like bottles of, you know, leftover scotch and leftover alcohol up in the counter. You know, it's like, here, help yourself. You know, it's like, we didn't want to take this back home with us. You know, so you kind of like, you know, it's like a little vacation house where, you know, people leave things. And so Scott and Kelly, I'm sure, left some stuff for somebody else, you know, some of their undrunk wine or whatever.
You have to be kind of trusting, though, to drink some leftover something
someone. It is alcohol, so it's. Anyway, but I mean, it wasn't a sketchy thing.
They're going to put antifreeze in there.
I doubt they're going to put antifreeze in there. Anyway, it was one of those things. It was really, it was a nice place in Queens that we stayed. We did a lot of stuff. I think more touristy stuff than I have done in New York City in a very long time. We went to the Daily Show with Trevor Noah. So
how was that?
It was great.
I think Trevor Noah is cute.
He is. We did that. It was on Thursday, so it was the episode that aired Thursday night, because The Daily Show is a timely show, so it airs that particular day. If you ever are in New York City, it's fun to do it, and it doesn't take very long at all. It's the most annoying part is getting the tickets. So you sign up online, you get them for free, and then you just have to show up at the theater early, like at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because they'll start handing out vouchers at 2:30. And the theater only seats 200 people. So as long as you're one of the first 200 people to line up in line, you're going to get in. But they'll give out 230 tickets because they expect some people won't come back, you know, at 4:30 when the show starts.
Right.
But it's real, and they do it kind of real time. I mean, it's like, you know, there was no like stop and retakes or whatever. It's kind of like the show kind of went on. You know, they would pause for the commercial breaks because you clap in and out of the commercial breaks, and you know, the production people would come on stage and chat with him and whatever. And when the correspondents did their little things, they, you know, there was green screen areas of the stage where they stood. And
yeah, that's how Ellen does it as well. It's an hour.
Yeah,
I mean, it is an hour. So the only breaks that you have is the actual commercial break, and they do it for the exact time that the commercial would be. And then, you know, they have contests and games and stuff during that. But it's really, do they make you clap? Like, do they have that
yes.
guy that comes out and goes,
yes.
you know, does this
yes.
sort of waving hand thing, like, clap, you bastards.
Yeah, they do.
You know, kind of thing. And you're tired by the end of the show because you've clapped so much.
Yeah, well, but yeah, we clapped a lot, but they didn't do it crazy like that. It was just basically, we just had to clap between, you know, like coming in and out of the shots. So coming in and out of the commercial breaks, we had to clap. Everything else, they just encouraged us to you know, not hold it in, like to laugh out loud so that the microphones would pick it up, you know, and to
yeah.
help them look. It was kind of interesting the way that they kind of overcame some of the, you know, the feedback problems that like you and I deal with at Pride 48, you know, in doing a big room like that. There's speakers underneath every third chair
uh-huh.
that face up. That aren't making any noise during the first parts of everything when you're hearing like the music in the studios and whatnot like that. But when the show starts, that's where Trevor Noah's microphone comes out. So his voice is coming out from underneath your seat.
So you literally feel his voice.
No. So that it's not, you know, so he's not getting feedback. In other words, it's not very right. loud. I mean, it's just like you're hearing him. But then when they play the clips from the videos, those come out of the speakers up front. So it's kind of one of those. I don't know. It's just kind of interesting the way they did it. And it was a cool little experiment or a little thing. It was quite fun. I highly suggest anyone do that that wants to go and do that.
He's kind of free. A wuss, though.
Who?
He missed Trevor Noah. He missed like two episodes or something because he had a finger infection or
okay.
something.
Okay, great.
Like,
just I, he's it's
like, I had a hangnail and I can't come in to work.
Whatever. Anyway, so it's I don't regularly watch the show. I stopped watching when Jon Stewart left. I might go back and watch now. He was quite good. Anyway. Long and short of it is we went there, we did that. The next day we went in to see a play. They wanted to see a couple of plays while they were there. So we went and saw School of Rock on Seder 69 suggestion. So Steve the Seder suggested that we go and see School of Rock because it just opened. It was very good. I highly suggest it to anyone that goes into New York City. School of Rock is great. It's an Andrew Lloyd Webber play. So it's probably going to win a few Tonys, which means that right now you're going to get a better deal from doing it if you do it now before the Tonys. So. It's kind of one of those, you want to go and see this before the Tony Awards. Otherwise, you're going to...
Now, is this original cast?
Yes, this is completely original okay. cast. It's a brand new play called School of Rock, based off the movie School of Rock starring Jack Black. It's quite good. It's very good. The soundtrack is quite catchy. I've listened to it several times afterwards. I'm not a fan. I don't think it's a secret. I'm not a fan of the quasi-operatic singing of some Broadway shows. You know, the... And I kind of like the modern trend with the Hedwig
right.
and you know, Hedwig, Avenue Q, Book of Mormon, things that have a more contemporary feel to them. Like, so they're people are singing as if they were pop singers as opposed to singing as if they were operatic singers. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I tend to like more modern plays that have that because I just don't like the female operatic vibrato.
A more classical style versus a more pop style.
Right. The vibrato that you could drive a truck through, that kind of, yeah. you know, like, that's not vibrato, honey. You're just out of tune by like a half note. That kind of thing. I'm not a big fan of that. Anyway, so yeah, School of Rock was excellent. The next day we went in and saw a play, not a musical, so we went and saw Hand to God, which Bob Saget had joined the cast. Let me just say this right now. Bob Saget is not a very good actor.
No, I mean, you wouldn't think he would be.
He didn't have the main part of the show. You know, he wasn't the main character in the show. He was like the pastor. But yeah, he's not a very good actor. Anyway, Hand to God, it's leaving Broadway, so you're not going to see it. It was okay. It wasn't horrible. I mean, the premise was much funnier, I think, than the execution. The premise is that it's a religious group that does a puppet ministry, and the teenage boy that does the puppet, the puppet's actually possessed, and so it makes him do horrible things. See, that's funny. It's a funny premise. And the first act was very, very funny. But I feel like in the second act, they kind of turned it into like a You See Timmy kind of a thing where it used to like they were trying to teach a lesson or something. Then it was just, I like the first act better than the second act. But anyway, it was still good. We got good tickets for that. So
Good.
That's exciting, isn't it, Adam?
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We did. You know, and then here's
fantastic.
Here's the thing. So we were going back into back to Queens one night.
Yeah.
I have to take the 7 train, Adam, to get into Queens. And the 7 train stopped at the 40th Street station. So we'd already crossed over. We were in Queens. We were about a mile away from the apartment. And we get this train is being delayed at this station due to police investigations at a station, you know, at a different station. So we were held there for a while. And then eventually the recorded message of that gave way to there was a customer that was, you know, a passenger was injured at a station ahead of us, and there's an investigation going on there. There's no trains moving in either direction right now. You know, there's bus stations downstairs. You might want to look into that. So we went downstairs. Of course, everyone's getting on the bus, and we only have a mile to go, really, and the bus doesn't go in that same direction, right? The bus we could take the bus and get closer to the apartment, but not like really close to the apartment.
Sounds like a Joe Batanz story starting.
It does. So I was like, you would think, what would Joe Batanz do? So of course we pull out the phones and look for Uber and Lyft, right? So there's no Lyft in the area, and so we go to the Uber app, and we're going to do the Uber thing. And Uber's like, surge pricing is in effect. Now, do you know what this is, Adam? Do you know what this surge pricing thing is?
Well, I don't. I would assume that they're special. They raise their rates when there's more demand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Like if there's a rainstorm or
yes.
there's a shooting on a train.
Yeah,
so you
exactly,
all have
right?
to...
That's right. Yeah. And because they're in more demand now, they're going to increase the pricing of the fares. And so therefore you have the option to either accept it or not to accept it. So surge pricing was in effect. It was 1.4 was the number. You know, so 1.4 at the time, you know, so I guess 40% higher than normal. And so we're like, you know what? Fine. That's fine. Just do it. There's 3 of us. It's fine. It's not going
to
be that
much. We just need to get home.
Right. And of course, we get so it says, okay, your driver is Ali. He's in a black Honda Accord. And of course, as soon as you do that on either Lyft or on Uber, you get a GPS map that shows you that car, right? You see exactly where he's at. And so we're watching as it gets closer and closer and closer, and it gets to the street, the crosswalk. You know, we're on one side of the crosswalk and he's on the other, and he stops. And we can see clearly, like the GPS says, that's the car right in front of me. It is a black Honda Accord. It has the Uber light in the thing, you know, in the window, and it has it's got its flashers on. It's across the street from us, and so we wait for the light to cross. We get over to the cross, and as soon as we get across to the thing, we're like, going, "Are you Ali?" And he's like, "No, that's not me." And then the Uber app says, "Ali has canceled the drive. You know, has canceled your fare." Right? It was fucking Ali. It was Ali. The fucker. Because then, of course, if you tried to request another Uber, now the surge pricing was up to 2.6, whatever. So this fucker, like, basically, like, canceled the fare.
So he could get a higher fare?
So that he could get a higher, because he realized, hey, I'm at this train station, and there's, like, all these people here. I'm certainly one of them is going to take an Uber. It just pissed me off so much, because it's like, I really hate that. It's like, I hate when people get, like, greedy like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, dude, you're going to make $2 extra? It's like...
And then you're like, you know, I've got a delivery company I could recommend you.
Yeah, maybe he works for XBO Logistics, for all I know. It's just, it pissed me off so bad. I'm still angry at that guy. It's just like, because we saw his picture. Here's his picture. Are you Ali? No, I am not Ali. It's like, like a name tag on his car. It says Ali. You know, the license tag says Ali. It's just like black Honda Accord. Uber, are you Ali? No, I am not. I have no idea. My name is Alice.
He has like a tag on his shirt that says, hello, my name is right. Ali.
It's Alice. No, it's Alice. It's just the C and the E have rubbed off. It's just so infuriating. So we ended up walking, which, granted, other than Kelly, Scott's girlfriend, who's quite attractive, you know, and quite fit. Scott and I could stand to lose a few pounds, so that's not, you know, it wasn't horrible that we had to walk a mile through Queens, but still. Did I mention it was really hot up here, too? It wasn't even a cold night. It was actually really warm out.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it.
So beware, ladies and gentlemen, traveling in Queens, wanting an Uber.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. British actor Nicholas Smith, best known for playing Mr. Rumbold on Are You Being Served? Dead at 81. Okay, bye.
Adam.
Yes.
Are you free?
Am I free?
You don't.
Sorry. I looked away for a moment and I wasn't.
Don't know what that is. You don't know what that means.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's what they would say on the show. Are you being served? It was a sitcom about a British department store. And it was always like, Miss Slocum, are you free?
Yeah. You know what? I never watched that show. I know the show, but I never watched it.
There you go.
So, sorry.
All right. Well, I have nothing. I'm so sorry. I, you know, this Christmas time. By the way, Christmas time in New York City, we had a great trip. We got to see the tree at Rockefeller Center. We saw the Saks Fifth Avenue winter display on the side of their building. We went and saw the windows at Saks, the windows at Macy's. By the way, here's a trivia question for you, Adam. What floor is Santaland on at Macy's in Herald Square?
First floor?
No, it's on the 8th floor. But so the Santaland, and you go up to Santaland, and I always figured, you know, you'd be able to see some elves or whatever. No. All it is a line. It's like the entire floor is a line of people waiting to go into a closed room to have their picture made with Santa. And it's 700 degrees in Santaland.
You know, I'm going to tell you, that's not the real Santa. There is no reason to wait in line.
Whatever, I'm just saying. I think I read a story last week, like some homeless guy outside was dressed like Santa and was like charging people $5 to take pictures with his kids. It's like, yeah, I would do that instead of going upstairs. Look, Santa's on a break. Let's just get our picture with him right now.
I'd rather have my picture taken with a naked porn star or something.
So Cyclone is saying that there's wooden escalators in Macy's upper floors. Actually, there's wooden elevators throughout Macy's. You have to, if you go down to the old part of Macy's, you can actually take the original wooden roller coasters up the side of the building. So, yeah.
Escalators or elevators?
Escalators.
Okay.
Yes. There you go. That was so exciting. Oh, my God. It's like, who knew that you'd be like, you know, hankering for the day where I was looking for a notary public. That would
just right.
I had a great weekend.
Did you ever find that notary? I don't have anything else, so we can move right into. I don't want to go over the other thing because it was just a thing. And
right, it's just a thing.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta.
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, a segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue of somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and word mouse, will come up with the answer of who that person is without cheating and looking in the chat room. Unless I do. Which is very likely. Adam, what is our first musical cue this weekend for the birthday segment?
I have Dos.
Dos?
Songs for this.
Dos. This must be Mexican then. Did Joe Batanz? Wow, this is very Is this one of the themes to Lost?
It is a theme to Lost.
Okay, this is one.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So that was the theme to one, season 6. Mm-hmm. Here is the next one.
It's a cello. Something with a cello. I don't know.
Yeah, you may not watch this show.
Okay, what is this show?
It's a CW show. Does that
CW show, which means immediately it has attractive teenagers in it. Yes.
Yeah. This is the theme to Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries. I know where we're going with this. Okay. So what? Lost and Vampire Diaries, that can only mean Ian Somerhalder.
It is.
Yeah,
I didn't even know you would know his name.
I do.
How weird.
I do.
It's because he's attractive.
You know what it is? It's two reasons. Number one, it's because I was a huge Lost fan, like from day one, season one. And so I'd read all about it. And I know he left the cast. You know, they had to kill him off in the show because he was such a dick to work with.
Oh.
So there you go.
There you go. Ian Somerhalder, however you say his name, is 37. He is the same age as I am.
Yes, playing an 18-year-old on TV.
No, he's not. He's very old in Vampire Diaries. He's like, you know, 200 years old.
But he was turned. You're never supposed to age from the time that you were turned vampire, which
he was supposed to
be when he was in his early 20s.
He's very attractive in Vampire
He does this
Diaries.
Weird fucking thing with his eyes, all right? He's like blinking, like staring.
This is an audio podcast.
I'm just saying, I don't know how to explain it. He does a weird, if you watch the show, I haven't watched it since like season 3.
He goes, with his eye.
How's the younger brother? The younger brother was like really kind of gangly and weird looking like in season 1. And then season 2, he turned into like this really hot guy. And it's just like...
In Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, because it's like season 1, he was like, he hadn't quite turned into an adult. And then in season 2, he like grew over the summer or whatever. And he was really hot. He was like, oh, wow, look at him. He's really hot.
They're both really attractive. But I find Ian to be the more attractive of the two. But
anyway. No, I'm talking about her brother. Her younger brother, Jeremy.
I don't remember. He's cute.
Okay, great.
But he's not on there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, all right, so let's go on to the next one.
Spoiler alert, in case I decide to watch season 3. Anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Boy, Tway named Tway, used to live in Detroit. All right. This is My Anaconda, I believe. Is that the correct?
It's Anaconda, yes.
Is it what's her name? The girl that was a judge on American Idol?
Yeah.
It's Nicki Minaj. Is it Nicki Minaj?
It is Nicki Minaj. I had one more that I'll just play in the background here while I... So, wow, that's really loud. So Nicki Minaj is, if I get to the right sheet, 33.
33 years young.
Yeah. And she's got a really big butt.
I don't listen to her music. I just know that one because she was a judge on American Idol and she was having a little war with Mariah, I think.
Yeah. They don't like each other, apparently.
Okay.
Anyway, here is our next one.
This is the contest theme to the Big Fatty Show.
That could be correct, but that's not.
I believe this is the theme song to Dead or Alive from the little Fatty Cast. This is the theme to The Price is Right.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
there were several hosts of The Price is Right. Are we going for the original host?
I'll tell you, this person is turning 92 years old.
Oh, so it's not the original host. It's the second host of The Price is Right, which would be Bob Barker.
Survey says? Oh, no. Is that the right?
Yeah.
No, that's
a different
Family
one.
Feud.
I believe the original host of The Price is Right was Alan Ludding, or the guy that Betty White's husband. What's his name?
Yeah, Alan Ludden, I believe.
Yes, I believe that was the first.
So actually, Bob Barker, I didn't know this, but they did an April Fool's episode of Price is Right this year in April, and where Bob Barker, they announced Drew Carey. Here's your host, Drew Carey, and then Bob Barker came out.
Wow.
I don't know if he did the whole show or not, but he did the first.
No, Lamont Cranston is correcting me in the Bill Cullen was the first. I knew it was somebody. I knew it was like one of those old time.
But Bob
hosts.
Barker was the longest. I believe he was the longest
host. Yeah,
no,
but yeah,
he was like 35 years or something.
Yeah, like six centuries.
Yeah, something like that.
Like vampire times, yeah.
He probably was turned at some point during that.
No, that was that was Dick Clark. Anyway, go ahead. Next, what do we got next?
Next one. Here is our next one.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Oh. Got nothing in my brain. Oh, this is pay, right? Is this Taylor Swift?
Wow, look at you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's Taylor Swift. Swift is 26 years old.
26 years old.
Oh, anyway, so happy birthday, Taylor. All right, we have one more. So this is our last one.
This is Chim Chimney Tree from Mary Poppins.
Yes, it is.
Sung by the most non-British person ever with the world's worst British accent, Dick Van Dyke.
It is Dick Van Dyke.
Is it actually Dick Van Dyke? I thought we just did Dick Van Dyke's birthday.
We didn't. Wait, here's the just because I want to play it. Here's the next one.
It's the Dick Van Dyke Show,
starring Dick Van Dyke,
Rosemary.
It is Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Well, congratulations to me for getting that one, Dick Van Dyke. You know what? I think that was a perfect score, Adam. I think I did a perfect score on the birthdays.
You might have that. Let me look here. Let's see. You got.
I believe I did.
You got Ian Somerhalder. Got Nicki Minaj. You got Bob Barker. You got,
and Taylor Swift.
One of them.
Good for me. Look at that. It's like my little early Christmas present here. You know what I would also like to say, Adam? Were you done with the birthdays?
Well, I was just going to say Dick Van Dyke is 90 years old.
90 years old. Also turning in at 90 years old this past week was Kingsley on the 10th of December. So happy 90th birthday to you, Kingsley. Robert Wilson was on the 12th. And someone named Turnip Head, I've never heard of him before, but his birthday is today, the 13th of December, 2015. Happy birthday to all of... Oh, you know, I'm supposed to play a song. Happy birthday to all of them. And it's like, whatever. If you'd like to have your birthday listed on the Pride 48 website, just make sure you sign up for a free Pride 48 account and click on the button that says, yes, I would like my birthday listed. And then you can sing along with Dora. Well, you could sing along with Dora. Pretty much anyone can sing along with Dora.
Happy birthday. Happy
Excellent.
You changed the order, so I don't remember if something else is coming after this, but
no.
You skipped the news.
Oh!
But we can do contact now. That's fine.
And then do the news?
And we can, yeah. We can do it in any order you want. I'm just letting you know.
You know what it is, Adam?
I didn't put a story.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't see it. I just because tech segment and the news stories are between those two things, but both of those columns are empty. So I just, sorry about that. Let's just do the contact really quick. These are our emails and our phone calls that come in to us here. The voluminous ones that we have. Elves that go through and whatnot. And unlike Big Fatty, by the way, we read your emails and we play your phone calls as soon as we get them. When they come in, none of this sitting on this shit for 15 days, especially when there's like a contest going on too.
I think I sense a bit of bitterness.
I'm just saying I've called the guy five times. I've called his show five times since to say he's played one of those calls. And talked about how he has no content. You got four phone calls you could play.
That's just his shtick.
That's his shtick.
He never has content.
Anyway, we have a email here. It comes into us from Catherine Bacon, who says too busy / so busy. Enter the contest, Adam. Wait, you should enter January 1st.
Now, why should I? Now, I don't know. I know she emails us and maybe they're not supposed to be included, but we don't get many emails, so I was just putting it in anyway. But I also thought it'd be a good plug for Big Fatty's contest. However, isn't January 1st the end of the contest?
It is. You're think about it for a second, Adam. Why would she want you to call and enter the contest the day after it ended?
So I wouldn't win.
Well, what recent event happened where you...
Oh, yeah.
Where you were a day late to a contest, Adam.
Should do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what you should also do, and I don't know why you haven't done this. You should have Mittens call in and say, square me, bitch, or whatever, because right now there's only one new square. There's only one new square going in for that prize drawing. There's only one. So if Mittens call, he's got a 50-50 shot to win that the prize.
Yeah, I should. Actually, I think they said on the show that I should have him do that.
Yes, they have.
He doesn't listen to podcasts, and he
doesn't matter.
Like,
doesn't matter. Weinrag doesn't listen to podcasts, and he called in. He was a square. Vera Charles is a square, and she doesn't listen to podcasts.
We'll see. It takes a lot of, you know, to do that previously on DI Plus that he did, how much convincing and arm pulling it took to get him to do that.
To get him to say previously on DI Plus?
Yes. It took half an hour of cajoling him. Pulling him into the studio, putting a mic in front of his lips, and he was so shy that he had this microphone in his face. It was crazy.
It's crazy.
See, some people again, get really shy when you put a microphone in
again,
their face.
Again, you said Mark, and I'm thinking Mark from It's All About Me, because that's who we were just talking about.
No,
and
so I didn't pull Mark in.
It took me a while, but he was the voice on the beginning of our show today.
That's true.
You need to call him Mittens. Just always call him Mittens, and then I'll know who you're talking about. My God. Let's get to this phone call here, shall we? Let's listen to this.
Hey, guys. It's Terry. I have a semi-serious, thought-provoking question, and I thought I'd bring it to you.
Oh, God.
Well,
you're in trouble.
Daniel, per se.
Yes. Oh.
So
very
I have a Muslim girl living with me, and she and my non-Christian sister-in-law were talking the other day, and my exchange student said, does everybody in America celebrate Christmas? Is everybody a Christian? And my sister-in-law said, oh, it started as a Christian holiday, but now it's all about family, and that's all it is. It's just about family.
Right.
And that got me thinking, and I was wondering, as an atheist, how do you celebrate Christmas, or how would you explain Christmas to somebody who didn't know what Christmas was? And just your thoughts on Christmas being an atheist, basically.
Okay. All right.
I'm just very curious.
Okay.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Bye. So it's very easy, actually. To me, Christmas really, you know, when you say the true meaning of Christmas, it's like, look around. Like, the things that I enjoy about Christmas are the Christmas decorations, which have nothing to do with Jesus. They're Christmas trees have nothing to do with Jesus. Christmas ornaments have nothing to do with Jesus. Presents under the tree has nothing to do with Jesus. The whole concept of Santa Claus has nothing to do with you. Or the elves, the magical elves, or the flying reindeer, or Frosty the Snowman, or, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or none of these things have anything to do with Jesus. It all has to do with a gift-giving holiday that I grew up knowing as this is the holiday where, you know, your family gets together and you get presents from Santa Claus and from other folks. And you get to give presents to your friends and loved ones. That's what Christmas is to me. So when people say, like, the reason, you know, like, you don't understand the true meaning of Christmas, as an atheist, what I think is, oh, so basically just like every other day of your Christian life, you're just judging people and just like being really, you know, uppity about the whole thing. It's just kind of like,
oh God, soapbox time.
No, I'm just saying, it's like, why? It's not your holiday. It's like, it is not a religious holiday. It's not even classified as a religious holiday. You know, there are some people who avoid it for, you know, for their own individual religious reasons. But yeah, it's just a holiday. It's an American holiday where you give out, you know, presents. Yes, I know it happens in other countries. It is worldwide.
Now I have,
that's what Christmas means to me.
You know, obviously I have a little different view on it, and I won't go into that. But what I will say is, you know, any holiday, I mean, there are lots of holidays. I mean, Halloween is some Day of the Dead, something, something, you know, there was some original reason why, you know, there was a Halloween.
Yes.
And now it's just kind of the day we all give out candy and dress up.
Right. Well, Easter. Easter's about eggs.
Some of us like sluts.
Right. Easter eggs, you know. Christmas, Easter bunny. None of these things have anything to do with Jesus. So, yes, there is a religious holiday that happens at the same time. But for the most of, you know, the country, that's just, you know, whether they're Christian or not, it doesn't matter. They still have the Easter bunny and the Easter eggs, which have nothing to do with Christmas. I mean, with Easter.
Yeah. So anyway, I would just say, you know, I do like the it's about family thing, other than I don't really want to spend it with my family.
Well, but I think the biggest contradiction to me, because most Christmas songs that I like have nothing to do with Jesus or nothing, you know, there are, I don't like any of the religious Christmas holiday songs. I like, you know, like Jingle Bells and,
That's because you're just anti
Christmas. Well, yeah. Well, I don't like hymns, right? However, Adam, if you'd let me finish, the biggest, you know, I guess, what am I trying to say? The biggest contradiction or the biggest hypocritical? Anyway, the point is, my actual favorite Christmas song is "O Holy Night," which is like a hugely religious song. But I love that song. It's just like, I like the chord structure of it. I like the chord progression of it. It's something about I just like that song. So anyway, thank you, Carrie. Thank you for calling in. I noticed that Adam has quickly changed the spelling of your name on Trello.
I don't know how to. No, I haven't. I don't know how to spell her name. I spelled it one way in.
Oh, I see what it is. Okay, the recording has an I and the.
I don't know how she's. I don't know how to spell it.
Hey, let's go into our next voicemail, shall we, Adam? This one comes in from my nephew Scott, who was here over the weekend, and I made him call. And this is a call just for you. There you go.
It's Throwback Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
It was. Callie did not know the screaming goat meme. So,
well, there you go.
Anyway, he wanted me to play that for you because I hadn't played it in a very long time. Let's go to our next voicemail. This comes in from Catherine Bacon. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, it's Bacon. So I see you traveled, and I just decided that I really need to put a visit to Connecticut on my it's on my bucket list. I just need to move it up, like, seriously.
Right.
And I need to do it. So you say you get, like, a boatload of vacation time.
Yes.
And so do I. So I seriously want to drive someplace. And every time I see an Acura, I think of TT Chicago. So anyway, and of course a BMW. I want to come and visit you, Daniel.
Okay.
And then I want to go from Connecticut to New York.
Right.
And I want to go someplace. Like, seriously, is this like a pipe dream? You know, that like an RC pipe dream or whatever.
Right.
No offense, RC, I love you. And speaking, you know what? I don't even have to. That's right. Daniel got a pipe. Okay, so anyway, I totally, you know what everybody does. And okay, so one time I didn't inhale.
Yes.
But it's still, okay, never mind. I'm not going to tell a story. That's so stupid.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, look at Jackson Heights Apartments. Let's see, 226-2321. Will someone call it? 605-226-2321. Call them and see how much those apartments are going for. I'm like, seriously, just curious. I keep telling my what's-his-name that, hey, you know what, how about we just, like, start saving for that dream house and get out of this house and just the three of us move into an apartment, like a two-bedroom apartment, and he's having nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
I'm just like, dude, if we could save, like, $800 a month, like, right now. Or pay off debt that much or whatever. You know, those kids in college is not cheap. So anyway, Carrie, I hope you're saving your millions. Speaking of which, somebody else that's
on to another topic.
Okay, so Daniel, I want to come and visit sometime.
Right.
And
yeah, we're back to that.
To, like I don't mean like I'm gonna come like May 1st and expect you to take off from May 1st to May 20th.
That would be May Day.
Or anything like that. You know, I'm just talking like a weekend where like, you know, maybe we could go there like on a, you know, like on a Friday
on a Friday.
And then come back like on a Saturday or something like something. Anyway, it looks like fun. Like, seriously, you got to go to the Today Show or whatever.
Or the Daily Show, right?
Like, Drew Carey or whoever it was.
Right, the Drew Carey Show.
Oh my gosh, there's like, okay, so there's this tree and it has a bow around it.
Yes.
And it has like flowers. And then there's like skid marks in the grass. Like, did someone like run their motorcycle into the tree and now they're like,
it was Mittens. Mittens ran his car.
Anyway, how do you guys feel about that? I think one of these other shows talked about that or whatever. Where people make like little shrines where people have died or whatever, but it's happening all over the place. But hey, that was.
Oh, too bad the call hung up on her. Gosh, what a shame.
I appreciate it, Kathy, that you don't want to come see me.
Well, you know, you snubbed her the last time that she.
No,
I
drove 14 hours to Montana just to see Kathy Bacon.
All right, here's the thing, Kathy Bacon. Yes. Absolutely. I would love for you to come up here and visit and meet up and everything. I don't think you really want to go to Connecticut. I mean, maybe you being the motorcycle rider or whatever, you would probably enjoy riding through parts of Connecticut, like the hilly parts, the country parts of Connecticut.
Doesn't she just like drive the truck behind them or something? She doesn't actually.
I don't know. I'd say there's some beautiful areas to up here today, but to do anything. Yeah, there's nothing to do in Connecticut. We could go somewhere.
Well, you find plenty of people to do in Connecticut.
And I don't think that she's really interested in that. But no, we could go to New York. That would be fun. We can go to New York City and hang out. Maybe we could talk Lamont Cranston into coming out from his hiding place, and he can meet up with you. And I don't know. There's a lot of people up there.
You know, one thing we need to talk about, speaking of meetups and things of that nature, is since we're not having an actual Pride 48 event, I think we need to have some kind of weekend get-together.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Where?
I don't know where, but somewhere so that those that want to see each other can get together, not have a convention or anything, just like get together, you know, family reunion sort of thing.
I see.
We could have a potluck.
if RC is there, we have a potluck.
And, that's all that's on your brain now.
You're right, Adam. Pots. That is all that's on my brain.
It's downhill.
I'm a druggie. Anyway, thank you very much, Kathy Bacon, for that phone call. Let's go to our next phone call, shall we? Adam also happens to be our last one. It comes in from Spanking B. Arthur. Let's see what it says.
Hello, Daniel. I'm Adam.
This is
Matthew from Spanking B. Arthur.
Hi, Matt.
And recently on one of your little shows, I was listening to Daniel talk about how the sausage and cheese packs and those things, how they always meant Christmas to you because
yes.
Well, the way you grew up.
Yes.
I grew up very poor and homeless mm-hmm. at a different point. And I remember, however, always getting those catalogs from the Fijis and Swiss Colony and
things like that.
Absolutely marveling at them and always, always wanting to order them and just thinking those were the neatest things I'd ever seen and how, you know, well, you know, I'm a foodie, so
right.
sausage and cheese and cookies and bits of fun and the little petit fours and such like that. But, however, I never really had any of them until just a few years ago. I was like, I'm going to try these, and damn, they were good. And
Wait, which ones?
I love them, and I totally understand. However, for me,
Swiss
Christmas car? Means getting the catalogs. For you, you actually get the food. Anyway, happy holidays.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Christmas for me is peanut M&Ms.
Oh, you know, we went to the M&M's store in Times Square there, and I got the candy corn and the mint M&Ms. They were quite good because I don't like chocolate, you know. So
I'm sure I've told this a million times, but it's Christmas. Hey, it's a tradition. My Christmas memories involve decorating the tree with a bowl of peanut M&Ms for me and a bowl of plain M&Ms for my brother, the one that I love but don't like.
Right.
And playing the Chipmunks Christmas album on the record player.
On the record player, so it has to have the scratching noise,
I don't know. For some reason, we had other things other than records, but for some reason, I had gotten a record player one year for Christmas or something. And so one of the records I got was the Chipmunks Christmas. So I played it on a record. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think I've said this. I don't know if I said it on the show or on the after show, though. I had that album that was the Grasshoppers album, which was the exact same album. You just replaced the word Chipmunks with Grasshopper because when they first put it out, they put it out as the Grasshoppers, and then it wasn't selling very well. It wasn't until they changed it to the Chipmunks that it actually, you know, became the thing. Just the...
All right, you Chipmunks. Ready to sing the new version of your song?
You know we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
All right, Simon.
All right.
All right, Theodore.
This one?
All right,
no, it
Alvin.
Wasn't that one.
Alvin.
I think that's a newer version.
Is it this one, then? Or...
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
Okay, yep. We are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
Alvin.
Alvin. Alvin!
Okay. Christmas, Christmas time
is here. So I feel.
I love that.
I'm glad that you love that. I feel bad that Matt had, you know, was. Denied the joy of sausage and cheese during Christmas, you know, in his formative years. But here's my question, Matt. You said you finally got to try one. Which one did you try? Did you try the Swiss Colony? Did you try the Hickory Farms? Of course, now there's so many more choices. Like there's Harry and David's. There's other ones that are out there that are escaping me at the moment. But there's some really good choices out there. I'm just curious. Call back in, please, Matt. Let me know which ones you tried. Which ones you enjoyed for the Christmas. Swiss Colony had more cookies and pedophore things than the...
You know, since we're going to have a show... Oh, by the way...
Oh, wow, you're like Kathy Bacon suddenly. Now who's the stoner here? You're just jumping all around the place.
No, this has to do with it. I'm interested in sending out some Christmas cards.
Okay.
So so if you want a Christmas card from me...
Oh my God, you know how close you're cutting this?
Just send me your address.
Today is the 13th. By the time the show posts, it'll be the 14th of December.
Contact at dubiousintent.com and I'll send you a Christmas card. But you have to send it by like Wednesday.
I was thinking about, you know what, next year we should do this because I was thinking about that today at the store. I was like, you know what, it'd be great if we did like a Pride 48 Secret Santa thing. So you could
we
could randomize picking names. If you wanted to participate and just do a little $10 gift exchange, because that way, since I wrote the website, right, I'll just build it into the website and then everyone will get my name as their Secret Santa. So it's like they'll all get me gifts. It'll be great. That'll be a way for me to get people to give me gifts.
Oh, and I did get one Christmas card.
You did? Who's it from?
From Mike Lawson.
Well, happy birthday, Mike Lawson. I mean, Merry Christmas, Mike Lawson. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
So I want to thank him. I know he doesn't listen.
No, he doesn't.
But thank you, Mike Lawson, for the Christmas card.
He might listen to your parts. You don't know. Anyway, so those were our voicemails and emails that came in here that you can send us the thing too. And since I was a bad host and skipped over a segment here, I guess we have to now go back and do this segment, which I do by pressing this button.
You need to end the contact segment first.
I do. I must end the contact segment.
3, 2, 1.
Unless we end up sloppy like it's all about me. No, we will not. We will do our own individual segments with their own individual needs.
And an alleged burglar gets eaten alive by an alligator. Yep. Matthew Riggin's girlfriend says he was busy robbing houses outside Orlando back on November 13th when he called her to say he was hiding near a pond from police, but he never came home. That's when police say this 11-foot gator must have gotten him.
They found
his body 10 days later near the animal. Officers put the gator down and found some of Riggin's remains in its stomach.
There's got to be a name.
Oh my God.
There's got to be a term for this. And Vera, if you're anywhere near the keyboard, I'm sure you can type this in because you would know this. What is the term for clearly reading a script, trying to sound like you're just having a casual conversation and yet failing at it? Because some of those.
That's a very specific word. if one exists.
Because it was just kind of like, she was. It was like bullshitting is apparently the term that Vera Charles has said there. It's like, cause she's like trying to make it sound like it's just casual conversation. Like a man got eaten by an 11-foot alligator. And she was just, she didn't do a good job of it.
Yeah. So anyway, this 22-year-old guy, he was running from the cops. Mm-hmm. And he had burgled all kinds of stuff.
How dare he?
And so he decided he was just going to lay low in this pond.
Well, that makes perfect sense because like 90% of bodies of water in Florida have alligators in them.
Snakes? Not just alligators, like all kinds of every poisonous snake you can imagine, like piranhas. I think they found a foot inside the alligator, is what it said.
Speaking of alligators, yeah, let's check this out.
Yeah, hi guys, Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Note again.
Yes.
Actress Rose Siggins played Legless Susie in Horror Story. Dead at 43. Bye.
I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Congratulations, RT Cruiser.
Although her only claim to fame was actually being legless, I don't know if she had any other roles besides
You mean
that.
Like in Lord of the Rings, she was legless?
Not legless, legless, without legs. I'm sure there's a term for that, without legs. But anyway, she was the woman without legs. I mean, you know, they really cast that well. They didn't CGI anything or anything like that. They found a woman with no legs to play the legless woman.
The role she was born to play.
Yeah, so... You know, that tiny little woman,
Donna Sugar's
11 inches tall or whatever. You know, the one they put in the jar or whatever, that was not a special effect. There is actually a woman that's like 11 inches tall. They basically went out and said, "Hey, anybody with genetic abnormalities, apply here."
Okay, great.
So there you go. Great. That was the news.
There was only the one news story. We didn't get to. You usually have two news stories.
Usually, you've been picking one.
Hi, let's be honest, Adam. I did it 1 week because I'm really bad. Like 3 weeks. Really bad.
But anyway,
at my
that's
job.
Fine. One news story is fine.
Really bad at my job.
And you know, we don't have an ending to the news segment.
We
so.
Don't. No, that's the one segment that sounds like that. It's all about Misha. That has no. Here's the new. Maybe we should come up with an ending. Let's see. How did like a famous news show end?
I don't know.
Let's try this one. This has been the news. DI Plus.
Kind of a long ending.
There's the fucking BBC one. I don't know. It's.
It's like, that's while the credits are rolling or something.
No, this is the credits. This is the one with the credits. Yeah, see, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. It's the end of that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
There you go. There you go. Now we have an ending to the news store. I just have to bookmark this. Let's see. I'm going to bookmark this.
It's a really long ending, though.
No, not. This is the new and improved one. It's this.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. See, and that ends the news segment, and then we can go on about our day.
Oh, okay.
Maybe from there we would go into, you know.
Three, two, one. We already did that.
I know we did that. Oh, wait, sorry. Wait, put us in there. Let me. Three, two, one. All right, I had to get us out of there because we're on a very, very methodical ship here at DI Plus. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
We just, we have a checklist. We have a checklist. Go ahead.
So the other thing I was going to say is we are doing a show next week.
We are on the 20th of December next Sunday. That will be our Christmas show, won't it?
Yes. So I think people should call in.
Yes.
And give us a Christmas memory.
I think people should go to my Amazon wish list and buy me a present.
So call in and give us a Christmas memory that we will play on the show.
Now, do they have to do 1, 2, 3 ABC or anything like that?
No, just a memory. Kind of like I said, we used to decorate the tree. We would eat peanut M&Ms and play the Chipmunks Christmas album.
Right.
I want to hear a childhood Christmas memory.
Does it have to be childhood? Like maybe just their favorite Christmas memory.
It doesn't have to be childhood, but that was for example.
If you would like to call in or write in with your favorite Christmas memory, I encourage that. So please do so. I know I say this at the end of every show, but I'll go ahead and do it now in a slower fashion. Our phone number is 229-234-7587. Of course, you can always record yourself on an MP3 using your smart telephone or any other device that you can record MP3s on. Or you can email us. Either way, you can send that to contact@dubiousintent.com. So,
you know, you say you used to have those the sausage.
Yes.
And you know, your memory was the sausage, and yes. I'm not really a big fan of sausage, but the sausage.
Wow, you're great at this, Adam. Yes.
Fine. Just call attention. Call attention to me.
I don't know what you're talking about, Adam. Yes, Adam, I always have the sausage. As a matter of fact, just recently, I just ate three of the summer sausages from for Vera
Charles.
Is
it the like loopy one?
No.
Is it like in a loop?
No, it's just a small, you know, it's like a tube of sausage.
I do like sausage in a kolache.
I don't know what a kolache
is. I'll tell you. A kolache is like this, it's a weenie. It's got some cheese in it, and it's kind of a sausagey flavor.
Wait. It's a sausage with cheese. Does it smell like groin? You seem to think you had a better one. No, you go ahead. What was yours? What was yours going to be? Because you just rolled your eyes at me.
No, I did not roll my eyes. Stop.
All right, now, Adam, go ahead. No, Adam.
I was explaining kolache. A kolache is it's a sausage. It's a weenie with a bread around it.
A bread around
kind
it.
Kind of a crusty. Kind of like the consistency of a donut, but it's not sweet. It's just a regular.
Right.
And that's really the only sausage I really like. But okay. But I don't have a better ending than you did, so I don't know why you stopped. I was just going to say, but your sausage.
Yes.
In particular.
Yes.
Does it smell like groin?
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You just had to, like, make it a contest.
I did not. Adam, like, it's just you looked...
You think yours is so much better
than
mine.
No, you look sincerely disappointed. It's like I was thought you were going one place, and I felt like I was going to step on your line, but then you just went off into this other field, and then
fine. You wanted to know what a kolache was.
I did. I have no idea what a kolache is.
They're good. You should have one. They're really tasty.
Is that like one of the side effects for something? It's like, you may experience kolache.
No.
If kolache persists for more than 3 days, make sure you see your physician.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of one. They usually sell them at donut shops.
I don't go to donut shop. Donut? Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
I'm not a cop.